You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Peter Rast, the sales manager at Roma Caravans, a keen caravaner himself. Roma provides caravans where brawn and luxury collide. Their vans are designed to get the most out of exploring Australia without leaving behind the luxuries of home. Mr. Rast, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
G'day, Eric.
Certainly is good to have you, and thanks for joining us and looking forward to hearing more about Roma Caravan. So for starters, from your experience, what is the main reason people choose to purchase a caravan?
Eric, there's a few reasons why people purchase a caravan. Firstly, for freedom, where they're able just to hook up their van at any time because the van is always ready. All they need to really do is put their clothes, their food in, and they're ready to hit the road. Mainly freedom, also choice of where they'd like to go. A lot of people are into free camping. They can pull up alongside a nice lake or a river, park their van. You're set up in about 20 minutes by putting the legs down and getting a few things, and you can have the fishing rod in the lake, or you've also got the other choice of being able to enter a caravan park. Australia's covered with a lot of caravan parks and free camping, so the people have got a choice of what they'd like to do.
And sounds awfully enjoyable as well. So if someone was starting to think about a big purchase like a caravan, what advice would you give them?
Firstly, look, we do get a lot of people come in and they say we'd like to have a caravan. Firstly, you know, you'd have to look at what they would like to have in a caravan as far as appliances, solar panels. Do they plan on going off-road? Do they need an off-road suspension, or are they going to spend most of their time on the tarmac? There's a few things to look at. There's also the size of the van. Do they want a big van? Do they want a small van? Do they want a van with a shower and a toilet and washing machine? And mostly, the most important thing is to ask them what sort of tow vehicle they have, if their tow vehicle is capable of towing that size van. Because that's normally the first question that we do ask, is what the tow vehicle is. We do get a few people come in and look at, say to us that they'd like to have a small van, a single axle, and by the time they leave the showroom, they've adventured from a 16-foot caravan up to a 21, 22-foot caravan and a tandem axle. So there are a few questions that you need to ask before you even show them what type of van they want.
Most certainly, and makes a lot of sense. So how do you get people excited about caravans? I know I'm getting excited just hearing what little you've already shared.
People come in, vans have changed over the last, 10, 15 years. They're quite luxurious. We have different types of vans because a lot of people nowadays are budget conscious. A lot of people like to have all the comforts of home, like washing machines, ovens, showers, external showers, club lounges, solar panels. It's a pretty open world for them to come in and have a look. And we do get customers come in and say, this has got the comforts of home. So depending on what sort of budgets they've got, and once again, what they plan on doing, where they'd like to go, the van is very open. We can accommodate what they'd like to have. Like some say, well, I've got no need for a washing machine. We can accommodate that. We don't need an oven because we do a lot of barbecuing outside. We can accommodate that too. So, some people like to have a pop top because storage is a bit of an issue. Some people like to have a full van. The options are open. And we custom build our vans. A lot of ladies, especially the ladies, like to have more drawers than cupboards or more cupboards than drawers. have an east-west bed, some like to have a front bed, some like to have a rear bed. So we can definitely accommodate whatever they whatever their preferences are. And also, once they do pop into the van, sometimes their chins do drop because of the accessories that are in there, the layouts that are in there, the cupboards. A lot of them do say this is just like home or a hotel room on wheels.
A great picture painted right there. Today we're joined by Mr. Peter Rass from Roma Caravans, which has been operating in Australia since 1928, nearly a century, providing caravans with brawn match with beauty here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Rass, you have a lot of experience selling the caravan dream to prospective customers. What words do you use to help people visualize what their life will be like as a caravaner?
Again, there's a few. There's the freedom of being able to stop anywhere they want, the comfort of the vans. They could take the van anywhere they'd like. If they like to do a bit of bush traveling or gravel roads, we can accommodate that with a semi-off-road suspension or a full off-road suspension. There's the adventures they can take. I suppose it covers a broad area. You're just open to whatever you'd like to do. And with a caravan, you could go 12 months of the year. You can go away in winter. Because you've got heating, you've got air conditioning, you've got gas ducted heating we can accommodate. But overall, weather is no issue. You've got a nice big awning you can pull out. If it is bad weather, you can sit comfortably inside, you can watch TV, you can listen to the radio. So the days of, some people still like to be able to have their camper vans and those sort of things, but the majority of people like to have those comforts where they can unhook the caravan, do a day trip somewhere out to some falls or to some gorges or to some stations out back. Or some people like to just trickle along the coast and drop into the caravan parks and spend their time down the beach and have a look around. So myself being a caravaner, I absolutely love it, and a lot of people do.
Honestly, I couldn't even imagine who wouldn't want a caravan. Now, lastly, what's the best caravan adventure that you've personally been on?
I've been on a few. I suppose one at the moment. I'm looking forward to retirement, and I'll just hit the road, and I'll come home whenever I want to. But the best one I've done so far would be about 3 months, leaving Melbourne and heading up towards Cooktown. We decided to go up through inland. Just to have a look at how some of the farmers have been sort of suffering through the droughts that we have had out there. It gives you a completely different outlook on travelling when you travel inland. And then we decided to come down along the coast. The hardest part is always working to a time frame. Going up or going, you know, west or east or south is always good. But when you've got to do that U-turn and come home, you travel home pretty quickly, and we have got a beautiful country out there, and there is a lot to see.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip, anything that you'd like to add here today?
There is a couple of little things I would like to mention, Eric, before we do conclude. Things people need to take on board when they are looking for a van, and that is their tow vehicle, a size of the van that sort of suits them. Also, they've got to look at a budget and also the requirements they need in a van. They're the sort of items that we specifically sort of look at when a customer comes in, and we can definitely help them out with those sort of things.
Well, Mr. Rass, it certainly has been great to have had you, and certainly presenting and doing a fine job presenting caravans and vacationing in the country of Australia for the company there, Roma Caravans, and for a long time. Certainly appreciate your joining us once again. Where can listeners get all the details and be in touch accordingly?
Well, Roma Caravans can be found on www.melbourneromacaravans.com.au.
Well, easy enough. Well, Mr. Rass, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and continued success, and thanks for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thanks very much, Eric, and have a lovely day.
And thank you. We've been speaking with, once again, Mr. Peter Rice from Roma Caravans, which has been operating in Australia since 1928, providing caravans with brawn matched with beauty. And for more information, see it for yourself, visit melbourneromacaravans.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.